With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour as we listen to wonderful music. Thanks for joining me. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll feature works of several composers, old and new, who celebrate birthdays during the month of February. Felix Mendelssohn, Charles-Marie Vidor, and contemporary Welsh composer Carl Jenkins all will be honored with selections from their works. We'll begin with our first birthday composer, Felix Mendelssohn, born February 3, 1809, in Hamburg. Many of his works demonstrate his appreciation and reverence for the music of J.S. Bach, but perhaps nowhere more than in his works for organ. We'll listen to the opening movement of his Sonata No. 4 for organ, as performed at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, by John Scott. John Scott played the opening movement, Allegro con brio, from the Sonata No. 4 by birthday composer Felix Mendelssohn, whose 210th birthday we celebrate this month. Though not composed by one of our birthday composers, the hymn tune Abbots Lee wonderfully sets our opening hymn, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. Cyril Taylor was working in religious broadcasting at the BBC during World War II and composed this alternate tune for the hymn in 1941, in response to listeners who objected to hearing the Austrian hymn as the only tune setting this wonderful text. Abbots Lee has since gained popularity in setting several other texts as well. We'll hear the choir of King's College Cambridge, led by Stephen Cleabury and accompanied by Benjamin Bale. Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken, set to the tune Abbots Lee by Cyril V. Taylor. Stephen Cleabury led the choir of King's College, Cambridge. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Welsh composer Carl Jenkins will celebrate his 75th birthday on February 17th, born that day in 1944. His music has entered the public consciousness in several different ways, through music for advertisements, as well as his albums Adiemus, The Armed Man, and Requiem, among others. Several years ago, he took movements from those works and others and recast them as unaccompanied choral motets. We'll listen to two pieces from his album, Motets. The first, Exultate Jubilate, will sound familiar to many as it became quite popular in a television advertisement for a jewelry firm. It began life, however, as an instrumental piece for string orchestra titled Palladio, inspired by a 16th-century architect by that name. Stephen Layton leads polyphony in Exultate Jubilate. Exultate Jubilate. Exultate Jubilate. Exultate Jubilate. Exultate Jubilate.
Thank you.
two motets by birthday composer Carl Jenkins. We just heard Locus Iste, and earlier we heard Exultate Jubilate. Both were performed by Polyphony under the direction of Stephen Layton. Felix Mendelssohn's choral music, just as with his organ music, conveys an understanding of contrapuntal writing that grew out of his interest in the music of Bach. He composed several sets of motets, some accompanied, some a cappella, and from his set, Opus 78, we'll listen to the first. It's a setting of Psalm 2, Why Do the Heathen Rage? It's set for double choir, a cappella, and wonderfully captures the dramatic range of the text, ranging from the declamatory opening to a more spiritual calm and back to a tempestuous tone. Philippe Herrovige leads the choir of the Chapel Royal in Paris, along with the Collegium Vocal of Gand in Varum Tobin die Heiden by Felix Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
Why Do the Heathen Rage? A motet on Psalm 2 by Felix Mendelssohn. Philippe Hervege led the choir of the Chapel Royal in Paris and the Collegium Vocale of Gand in that performance. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The great French composer of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Charles-Marie Vidor, is our next birthday composer, celebrating his 175th birthday this month. We'll listen to his unusual mass for two choirs and two organs. The physical setup for this piece had the grand org situated in the west end of the church and the main choir and a smaller organ at the opposite end of the church. In London, one of the few churches that has a similar physical layout to a French church is that of Westminster Cathedral, and it is there that the performance we'll hear was recorded. The choir of Westminster Cathedral is joined by the Hyperion Chorus of Baritones. Joseph Cullen plays the grand organ, and Andrew Reed the choir organ. All are under the direction of James O'Donnell, the Master of Music. The Mass for Two Choirs and Two Organs by Charles-Marie Vidor on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
A Mass for Two Choirs and Two Organs, Opus 36 by Charles-Marie Vidor. It was performed by the Westminster Cathedral Choir, the Hyperion Chorus of Baritones, and organists Joseph Cullen and Andrew Reed. James O'Donnell conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another wonderful motet from Opus 78 by Felix Mendelssohn is one based on Psalm 43, Richte mich Gott, Judge Me, O God, composed along with the motet we heard earlier in 1843 and 1844. This motet, for single four-voice choir, is simpler in texture than the one heard earlier, but no less effective. David Hill leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Richte mich Gott by Felix Mendelssohn was performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. David Hill conducted. Mendelssohn also composed a set of six Sprüche, or short motets, for various times in the church year. From that set, we'll hear the second, for New Year's Day, performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York, led by Stephen Kennedy. Thank you. Stephen Kennedy led the Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York, in Spruch No. 2 for New Year's Day by Felix Mendelssohn. Mention the name of composer Charles-Marie Widor, and many people's first association will be the famous Toccata from his Fifth Symphony for Organ. That piece receives a commanding and sympathetic performance in the hands of Michel Bouvard on the landmark Cavaillé-Coll instrument at the Basilica of Saint-Sernin in Toulouse, France. The Toccata from Symphony No. 5 by Charles-Marie Vidor, one of our birthday composers on today's program. Michel Bouvard played the monumental instrument built by Aristide Cavaillé-Coll at Saint-Sernin in Toulouse. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the birthdays of several great composers, old and new. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And if you'd like to write to us, you can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.